Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." The word Sabbath means rest. When God created the world, He worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day, He rested. He stopped His work of creation. Therefore, in the Old Testament church, God commanded His people to work for 6 days, and on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, they were to rest. On that Sabbath day, they rested in the Word of God. Yes, even back then, it was a temptation to work nonstop and get so busy with earthly things that they'd neglect God's Word. In Jesus' day, the local teachers of the law had made the day of rest into a day of rule following, not a day of rest in God's Word. They had multiplied the requirements and rules, adding all kinds of details as to what defined work and what defined rest. If you kept the man-made rules, you were to be proud of yourself. If you failed to keep the rules, you lived in guilt. Here's the problem. Seeking rest through following rules is never restful. Jesus set them straight. He said that He was the one in charge of the Sabbath, not human beings making their own rules. And Jesus came to give us rest for our souls. We could never keep God's law so that we could find rest, but Jesus kept it in our place. Then He died in our place for our failures, and He promises that because He has done it all, we can confidently look forward to heavenly rest through faith in Him. That's why we take time to rest in God's Word, not to follow a rule, but to honor our Savior, rest giver, and Lord of all. Jesus invites us, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." We thank Him for the rest we have now and look forward to the eternal rest that He has provided. Dear Lord of the Sabbath, thank You for the rest You have provided for my conscience. Give me peace as I look forward to the eternal rest that lies in the future. All thanks to You. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.